fun if you've been each with us all the way through. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You've made it through all nine. If you made it through these 9 days, you can go back to our series we did with the more extended version of this. This is kind of just a shorter clip. My goal was to go 5 minutes each day. That was my goal. Some days we went a little bit under, some days a little bit over. That's okay. It'll all average out. But that was the 5 minute fruit series. So today we're going to close out with this one. We're going to talk about one that's very important for all of us, which is this self-control. In Galatians chapter number 5, it says, "But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealous fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Friend, I want to be honest with you here. As you get back before it got to the fruit of the Spirit, you see all of these actions of people that commit things that prove that they are out of control. With our society right now, if there's one thing that we're all striving for, is this: we need to be under control instead of out of control. I believe that's why the last fruit here that it talks about that is so key and evident in our lives that we must strive for in being self-controlled, disciplined people. In Timothy 4, 7, this is Paul writing to Timothy, and he says this: "Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths, but rather train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is value in every way, as it holds a promise for the present life and also the life to come." What he's trying to tell Timothy is this: as you're going through, there's going to be some things in your life that everything that we do, we are in a training process, not just for this life, but for life to come. Why would we want to take care of our bodies and drink things like water, as I've got over there, and try to eat food sometimes that, you know, you've got to make a choice. Do I eat cake or do I eat, you know, chicken? You're supposed to eat chicken more than you eat cake, all right? I'm just not the fried stuff either. What the rule is for us in our house when we're trying to be good and lose weight is if it tastes good, we don't eat it, right? So that's something that we all struggle with in our lives. But I want you to understand something, that as you're doing that, you're it's going to profit you something, but it's for a short-term while. Your body's eventually going to age. But for us in life, we have to train ourselves, if you're going to be self-controlled people, to live for a life that is to come. We have to be controlled people. Paul tells Timothy many times throughout his writings to him, I want you to avoid certain things. Even avoid certain people that are going to cause you down roads that you don't need. Everything that you're doing right now is training yourself for something to come. Are you somebody who is self-controlled? People that are under the presence and in with Jesus Christ are people that are in control. They are under control of God, and so therefore they're under self-control with their world around them. People who are not, who are constantly out of control. Listen, for many of you, I share this with you sincerely. You are one announcement away from a politician from losing your mind. You're not under control. You're out of control. You are one decision away by your company from you just losing your mind. You're one more thing that your husband or kids does away from just losing it. And when that happens, it's proof that we are not under control. We are out of control. And people who are not under control, who don't train themselves, aren't thinking about the world that is to come. We're not living here. This isn't our home. And we are to be those who are controlling and training and working. I want you to understand that. Everyone in your life that you've ever met that's successful in any field, you could always expect the same things out of them. They're people that are under control. They don't let the world around them change what they do. I've said this before. It has been said that the average CEO reads at least one book a week, 52 books a year. Yet many of us can't even find time to read a chapter, and our lives compare nothing to the busyness that they have, but they've made a priority. In your life, what you make a priority for, you accomplish. I'm asking you this: what are you training for? What are you using the tools around you for? Or Are you just out of control? Whatever happens next is what's just going to send you off the rails. I hope and pray that as we close this out, that you realize the need to be more and more in Christ. If through these series, God has been screaming out to you that something's not right, I want you to reach out to us. I want you to let us know. We want to pray with you. We want to love you. We want to share the gospel message.